Morning. Good to see you in person and those who are watching online as well. How can you just mute the monitors? You can hear the echoes? Because I can hear the echoes. Okay. Lewis, can you show me how to mute the monitors back there? How will this end? When will this end? What will it look like? The truth is, no one knows. No one can be sure how this is going to end, when it will end, and what exactly it will look like, unless it happened already and we're the left behind. It's a scary thing to think about as well. I know throughout history, there was a series of movies and books called The Left Behind, and depends on what generation you grew up with or what philosophers you listen to. Some are premillennial, some are postmillennial. Are we going to get rapture before the 1,000 years, or are we going to go after? Who gets to go and whatnot? The truth is, we don't know for sure. What I do have are letters through special revelations from those before me who wrote about what might it look like. There will be chaos. It's in the book of Revelation. There will be earthquakes. Christians will be persecuted, wars. Humans will be discriminated by not the color of their skin or their economic class, but it will be discriminated simply because if you believe in Jesus or not. You will stop from being able to go to certain restaurants or marketplace to buy certain things simply you proclaim to be a Christian. That's what I know because of the letters through special revelation for John. What will heaven look like? What will it be like? Again, we, you, I, don't really have the answers to that. Or do we know 110% sure this is what it's going to look like? What I do have are letters through special revelation from the past, through John, wrote about what heaven will be like. There will be two rivers that gives life. There will be a tree of life again. Life will be perfect. You with God, God with you. There will be streets of gold you get to walk on, lakes of jasper. And he will wipe every tears from our eyes. I read that 1,000 times. I studied it over and over and over again. You might have heard that before. How do you know for sure? How do you know it's the absolute truth? How do you know that's what you're going to go with and that's what you're going to have? Well, the big word that you might have heard before is the word what? You just got to have faith. You just have to have faith. Okay, thank you. Good enough. No, you can't be satisfied with that answer. What faith? Whose faith? Do I just place my faith in anybody? My yoga teacher? I just gotta have faith and put my faith in my yoga teacher. Or do I just have to have faith in some random gods that someone made up? Vietnamese? We have all kinds of gods. We have fish gods. We have mountain gods. We have tree gods. We have ancestors gods. We have the god that we have no idea that's a god. We just kinda have faith. Is that the faith I'm gonna put my faith into? That was the struggle for the generations before us in this Bible. Galatians, Ephesians, Corinthians, throughout the entire Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation, their main message was what? Trust in me, the God of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a constant battle. They had to go to Greeks, and they say, well, should we believe in Zeus and Jesus? No, you can't believe in Zeus and Jesus. It got to be one, the true God. So you just got to have faith. Which faith? Where do I go? What do I do? Who do I believe? Well, let's say I go with the four major religions. You guys know what those are in the world today? The four biggest major religion. Christianity, number one. Islam, Judaism, and Buddhism. Hinduism is somewhere in there, but it's hard to define Hinduism because Hindus don't even know what they actually believe in anymore. They're just too many gods to follow. So the four major religions is Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Now, if I was going to put my faith in something, and those are the four major religions, I got to know a little bit about it before I put my faith in it. Or where do I go with? Who would I go with? If I go with Buddhism, well, it doesn't make sense because Buddhism didn't really come from a god or something. It just birthed out of a prince who sees the oppression of the world and says, I am going to create a place for people to go to where they can find peace. You just don't create a place to go to so you can find peace. And Buddhism was birthed after Judaism. If I go with Islam, Islam was birthed 600 years after Jesus by a guy named Muhammad who ran into a cave away from government oppression, and he wanted to overthrow the government, so he took the Bible, he retranslated a bunch of the stories that somewhat goes along with Judaism and Christianity, and he came out of the cave and he says, I am the last prophet, not Jesus. So he erased the history of Jesus in the Bible, rewrote the Bible, and he says, God gave me this special revelation, now it's called Islam, and you need to only worship Allah. This was 600 years after Jesus Christ. Do I really want to go with that? So, I'm going to go with Christianity. Why Christianity? Because Christianity is a continuation, a fulfillment of Judaism. God created the world. And Judaism, throughout the Old Testament, talks about the sins of the world. And God has a plan to redeem the world, and he sends his son, Jesus, to save the world. And this is the danger in our society right now. And it's not even anything new. It's been a struggle since the beginning of time that God is constantly reminding his people, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Your faith, it's not just in any random gods where our society right now is just covering the bases and put it on the shelf and say, okay, I'll put my faith in that too, just in case. Your faith is not just a checklist of gods to cover our bases here. Your faith is in the monotheistic God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He created the world and sin enter into the world and the world falls away from God. So he revealed throughout history through prophets, through miracles, through his words, through angels that he's going to redeem the world in certain ways. So he sends his son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place, and all who put our faith in him will live forever and reunited with him. It makes me sad that some Christians have a hard time saying that. What makes me even sadder are churches can't even stand firm on that anymore. It's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob who sends his son to die on the cross for your sins. That is the faith that you have, not just a random checklist. So we cover that, so that's faith. But what is it? What is faith? How do you define faith? How do you explain faith? How do you even have a conversation about faith? Well, what I have in my hands and in your hands as well, in every single row, it's on the screen. It's called the Bible, with letters of the past.
And the writer for Hebrews, it says this, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We're going to spend a substantial amount of time in there today. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says this. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. That has to be written because God knows you struggle with faith sometimes. God knows sometimes you have doubts. How many of you guys have doubts? How many times you guys are growing weary of just waiting for the Lord? I do. How long, God? How much longer are we going to go through this pandemic? How long are people going to be missing from church? How long are people going to keep watching online? When can we get together and celebrate again together? Because that's what you called us to do. How long? God knows you get impatient sometimes with your faith, and sometimes you lose faith, and sometimes you come back to faith. This verse, now faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. This verse serves as a reminder, an encouragement, sometimes to hold on to, something to hold on to keep your faith. I need a volunteer really quick. I just need a volunteer. Come on, Zach. You're sitting there like you don't exist, and you're sitting there like, I'm not going to call you, okay? Hold this. Go over there. Lewis, come hold this over here. Stay in there, and I'm going to bring this over here. Now, this is the tricky part about faith. Faith is being sure what you hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. So in Hebrews chapter 11, it says this, by faith we understand that the universe was formed and God's command so that it was seen and was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better of the offering. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, and so on and so on and so on and so on. So the scripture reminds us it is by faith that these people did these things. So that means if your faith is here, move up a little bit that way a little bit. This, let's say this is your faith right now at this point in life. The reason you have faith, because you know the past. This is your faith right now. And the reason you have faith, it's because you know the past. I know my past. Your past might be a little bit rougher than mine. Some of you might have to take these links together. And some of you might take a little longer. But regardless, you're here and your faith is here because you know the past. I have read about the past. I have read about these world religions or spins off of Judaism and Christianity. These philosophies, these human selfishness of creating their own God. I read about them. I read how the world was created. I read how sin entered into the world. I read about how God punishes people by carrying off into Egypt, and he begged them and he says, I am the God that carries you out of Egypt, out of slavery. I'm going to give you a new life. I read about the prophets that warn the people, Isaiah, Jeremiah, everybody in the Old Testament. Say, come back to God. I read about those things. I read about Jesus Christ who died on the cross for my sins. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. I read about Jesus who came and walked. And even the writers during that time said Jesus did many other things. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them was written down, we wouldn't have the world to hold his literature. Jesus came and did many more things than what we read in here. That even the world wouldn't have room to hold all the things it was written down. I read about that. I have faith because I know the past. Faith here, or you could be here, or you could be here, but because you know what happened. I know my own past. I didn't know who Jesus was until I sat right here, 10th grade of high school. God brought a church, a youth pastor, a pastor, and many, many mentors along the way to show me who Jesus was. A Bible college, 4 years of studying of this thing. I grew up Buddhist. But because I read about the past, I put my faith in Jesus Christ because everything else is a spinoff of Christianity, of Judaism. Oh, I know my past. God blessed me with some people in my lives to get to where I am today. Something I felt like it was so perfectly timed. In a way where God says, you're going to live right here new because you're going to be right next to the church to do the ministry of this church. God put my wife, Elizabeth, in my life. Roger! I miss you, brother. Good to see you back. God put my wife into my life to correct all my grammars, right? My sermons are perfectly written now because she proofreads it every single week. Or it tells me, Neil, your clothes doesn't match. You might want to change that, right? Or, this is the best one. You shouldn't have done that. you shouldn't have said that. that was wrong. Well, that's over the top. Sometimes my soul can hear God whispers. You are exactly where you need to be. Hold on. Because I'm doing all the work. Sometimes I can hear God's whispers. You're exactly where you need to be. You're exactly where you need to be. You're exactly where you need to be. Because I'm doing all the work. I have faith because I know the past. Now, the second part of this verse is a little bit difficult. Bring it up real quick. It says, faith is being sure what we hope for. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. So I have faith because I know my past, but my future, my destination, it's the unknown. But I know the past, I know what God has done in my life, but here's my faith, but my future, my destination is unknown. So the distance between my faith and my destination is this chain link right here we call hope. We call that hope. Hope is the assurance of the distance before your faith right now and to your final destination. And that's what the ancient were commended for. Essentially, hope is the line between your faith and your final destination. So I introduce to you the book of Joshua. Moses has passed away. Now they have a group of people, over a million people. They got to go somewhere. They got to cross into the promised land. So who is going to take over? Who's going to lead these people into the promised land? So Joshua chapter 1, here we go. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses was my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot. And I promise Moses your territory will be extended from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river Euphrates, which, by the way, this was fulfilled in Revelation. By the river Euphrates, all the Hittites country and Mediterranean Sea in the west, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life as I was with Moses, so be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Here's the deal. Let me have your attention up here. Joshua, it's getting ready to take the people into the promised land. He had no idea what it's going to look like. He has never been there. I'm sure he was nervous. I'm sure he was wondering. I'm sure it's a little bit scared. I'm sure there's some uncertainty in his life right now. But the reason he took over the reign for Moses to lead the people into the final destination, because he know who God is and who God was and what God did for them. Amen. Your faith, it's here because you know your past. Hope is the distance between your faith and your destination because you know God has your future. Hope is the distance between our faith and our destination because you simply know God has your future. And right here is the unknown. But here is the hope, because you know what was over here. Joshua, look at his people, and he says, life over here, it's way better than what we had back there. We have come this far. Let's hold on to hope. My faith is secure in the assurance, my hope, and the God who has my future. Hope, it's holding on to God because he holds the future. Hope is the distant. Hope is exercising our faith in God that he so loved the world. He never seen the promised land. He doesn't know what it's going to look like, but he knows the promises of God, so he's holding on to the hope. My brothers were 15 years old. My mom raised enough money for 2-carat gold. She paid a smuggler to get him over here to America. It's a quiet night, dark. My two brothers, one was 15 and one was 13, packed the bags, got on a little boat. They drove from Fuhib into Nha Trang, where there's a river. The river would take them out to the ocean, and from that ocean, she pushed the bow out and wished for the best. A couple days later, my brothers and my two oldest brothers, 15 and 13 years old, walked back into the house with clothes were all dirty and the bags and the. We didn't make it. The communists had stopped us as we were leaving the ocean, and they pushed us back. They went and served a month in jail. I remember vividly being 2 or 3 years old. I can't remember. I visit them from the jail cell. After a month, they got out. A couple of months later, my mom raised another piece of gold. Paid a smuggler, drove from Fuhib to a different location, put him on the boat, and push him out the ocean, and pray for the best. A couple of days later, they came back home again, and the same process, went and served in jail for 30 days, and came back out. Not too long after that, they did it again. This time at a different location. Put them in the boat. Push them out. And hope for the best. I can't imagine what went through my mom's head as she watched a 15-year-old son and a 13-year-old son on a boat with 20 other people leaving Vietnam. Because what back here, it's not worth it to come back and hope for the best. Three months later, we didn't hear anything. Dead silence. My mom didn't know if my brother even made it, or they got caught in the ocean somewhere and just boat step over and die. We didn't know. Roughly 3 months later, she received a back of a Campbell can soup label. Three words. We made it. 3 words, we made it. They were in a concentration camp in the Philippines. They were there for about 10 years. Sponsored by a nice Catholic woman. Got them out of the camp and brought them to Hong Kong. And the Catholic Church brought my brother to America. My mom knew back here was not worth it, and she saw what happened, even though she wasn't a Christian. For a Vietnamese and an immigrant, everybody in Vietnam has this mindset. I don't know how they are now because I've been away for so long. But we always have this idea that America is the land where the streets are paved with gold. We hear stories how people come home from work and gold would be like on their hands. That's the picture they painted for us. So we would know what it would look like over there, but we had no idea. We just hold on to hope. So when my mom pushed them out, the only thing she had on to was the distance between her faith and the destination was the hope. Hope is the expression of faith, trusting a God who knows your past and who holds your future. Faith is the expression. Hope is the expression of your faith in a God who knows your past and who holds your future. My sister was baptized here a year ago. My mom is thinking about getting baptized. My brother is a believer. My older brother in South Carolina is also a believer. And I'm a pastor. It all began with hope. And you hold on to it. And whatever you're going through in life right now, it's the new year. I got to be honest, I'm exhausted. There are so many sick people. I'm exhausted. There are people who doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow, where I'm going to get my van for work. It's my grandmother or my father's going to get better. The only thing I can say is, hold on to hope. Hold on to hope. Because God knows the future. I don't know where the van's going to come from, my brother. I don't know where your next play is going to come from. Or is your father or someone's going to get better? I don't know. But I know when my mom pushed that boat, the only thing she had on was hope. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your love and your grace. God, we thank you for you who so loved the world that you gave us hope and assurance that those who put their faith in you will be saved. And God, those who are watching online today and those who are here, I ask that we hang on to hope. Because it is the expression of our faith in you, God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God who sends his son, Jesus. Because you have our future. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. As the band come forward, if you have any decisions to make today, if you just need prayer, our elders will be up here to pray with you. If you never accepted Jesus Christ, put your faith in Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior. This could be your day. Meet me up here. We'd love to talk with you about it. But maybe you're going through some rough patches in your life right now, and you're trying to find where's your place and where's my faith, and is my faith being challenged? Or a new venture in your life, and you need some prayers, our elders will be up here to pray with you. But don't leave here today without making the decision to in your heart into who Jesus is. Let's stand.